inflation is unacceptably high. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That concession from White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein, who tells Fox News Sunday that factors beyond President Biden's control are at play.
There were some unforeseen things that occurred. For example, a war in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine and Russia are both breadbaskets and energy baskets for the world, and those have put a considerable upward pressure on prices.
As for recession fears, Bernstein says it's hard to conclude we're in one given recent job gains. He also admits he can't predict the future. Most voters who responded to the latest Fox News poll believe President Biden is making the economy worse. His approval rating is at 40%. That's down 3 points from last month. Voters also sounded off on the Supreme Court.
61% of voters disapproved of the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, with just over half believing abortion should always be legal. The poll had a margin of error of 3%.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. After a four-day visit to the Middle East, much of the attention is on the fist bump shared between President Biden and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who U.S. intelligence officials say ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. During an appearance on ABC's This Week, Senator Bernie Sanders said he doesn't think the president should have made the trip.
You got a family that is worth $100 billion, which crushes democracy, which treats women as third-class citizens, which murders and imprisons its opponents. And if this country believes in anything, we believe in human rights, we believe in democracy.
The kingdom also didn't give assurances that it would produce much more oil, saying it's already near capacity. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A shooting at an apartment complex in Texas has left four people dead, including three teenagers. Police in Harris County say last night's shooting was sparked by an argument. All of the victims were described as Hispanic males. The youngest was 16. A shooting at a bowling alley has claimed a life in California.
Police say that a group of adults in the bar area got into an argument. One of them pulled out a gun and started shooting. Three people were shot. One of them, a 28-year-old man, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Reporter Alyssa Harrington with Fox 2 in San Francisco. At the time of last night's shooting, the bowling alley was packed with families and young children. No shots were fired on the Las Vegas Strip last night, but people panicked when they heard what they thought were shots. In a tweet, police said reports of a shooting near the MGM Hotel are unfounded. They believe a glass door shattered, causing a loud noise, which created chaos. Photos shared on social media show the broken glass and several large rocks. One person was detained. GOP voters in Maryland will decide this week who they want the next governor to be.
Republican Governor Larry Hogan has endorsed his former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz to replace him. Former President Trump is backing state lawmaker Dan Cox, who has supported 2020 election fraud claims. But whoever emerges from that Republican primary will likely immediately face underdog status in Deep Blue, Maryland. A crowded field of Democrats is running to retake the governor's mansion. That includes former Education Secretary John King and former DNC Chair and Labor Secretary Tom Perez. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hogan, a potential 2024 presidential candidate, visited New Hampshire last week. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.